Time to get an update from the town of Mansfield as I am joined by Ryan Aylesworth, the town manager of the town of Mansfield. Our program, first Friday of every month, brought to you by Farino Stores Realtors, a family-owned real estate agency in Connecticut that has been serving the housing needs of the Yukon, northeastern Connecticut areas for over 60 years. As they serve stores, Mansfield, Ashford, Willington, Windham, Willimantic, Coventry, Columbia, and the Yukon community and surrounding areas. Let's join Ryan Aylesworth this morning. Didn't get a chance to talk to you last month because I was playing hooky out in Phoenix, but it actually been a pretty good month for the town of Mansfield and the village of Storrs, hasn't it, Ryan?
Happy May, Wayne. Go Yankees.
They went yesterday down the tubes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's early. Fortunately, they started really strong, so that's carrying them a little bit here.
I start with a nice lead in on UConn. You got to bring up the Yankees. Nice job.
Yeah, I know. I threw a little cold water on that, I guess. I apologize. But, it was great to connect with Keith last month in your absence. Definitely more than a little envious of you for getting to be in Phoenix to watch the Final Four games live. But, hey, you know, what a national championship game it was. What a truly dominant run UConn enjoyed in terms of their margins of victory. And here back home, you know, basically equally as important, there were dramatically fewer instances of any problematic post-game celebration activities both on and off campus this year. Really a testament to the in-depth proactive planning on behalf of UConn, the town, Connecticut State Police, and all our partner agencies and organizations. So, you know, I say often we live in the college basketball capital of the world, and, you know, it was amazing to watch the UConn men's team repeat as national champions, especially against such a strong Purdue team. Truly an amazing feat, and it's an exciting time for the UConn community, obviously. Brings an opportunity for UConn to, continue elevating its image and reputation at a national level, which in turn helps to recruit future students and faculty and all that good stuff. And plus, of course, it generates interest in the town of Mansfield. It has the potential to attract businesses to our community, and, we want to just emphasize everything that UConn in the broader area has to offer. So, you know, a three-peat next year, that's a pretty big mountain to climb, especially given the number of changes in the roster that Coach Hurley is going to be facing. But I'll be rooting for him, that's for sure.
Did you, as town manager, get phone calls from, like, all over the place? You're the town manager in the town where UConn is located. I'm wondering if you got a lot of feedback after the championship.
Yeah, our office definitely gets feedback. You know, definitely a lot of excitement, a lot of pride. And, you know, for our part, you know, when the team was coming back, you know, we wanted to help them ring that in, produce some banners to welcome them to town. But we always, expect to get some calls from people that maybe weren't thinking about Mansfield, Connecticut. It wasn't really on their radar, you know, beforehand. And this definitely puts the town on more people's radar, and it's good for everybody.
On to other matters, is Mansfield inching closer to having a budget approved for next year?
It absolutely is. Yeah, the town council officially adopted its appropriations spending plan for fiscal year 25 at its meeting on April 25th. So it's just under a $66 million spending plan as adopted by the council this year. Lots of enthusiasm for the budget. It includes funding for additional investment in public safety and public works operations, accessibility in our parks and transportation infrastructure. It's also the second year we're using a fully digital comprehensive budget book, which enables residents to basically drill down into the budget, get more expansive information in a very user-friendly way, and that's on our town website. If you go under budget information, you know, you can basically peruse the budget. It's as easy as navigating a website. It's sort of drop-down menu-based and very user-friendly, and that's part of our effort to make the budget more accessible to everybody. And this year, you know, with an increase in state revenue, payment in lieu of taxes, and some other changes in our state aid, as well as some growth in our grand list and ever-increasing projected building permit revenue, because we're growing pretty steadily, we're actually looking at a mill rate reduction, a one mill reduction, which is a 3.2% reduction in people's property taxes, which is certainly exciting. I think most people would hopefully agree that it's great for the town to be able to continue enhancing our already exceptional municipal services while still reducing people's tax burdens and helping to improve our community's affordability. So yeah, up next, just in terms of looking out here the next several days or week or so, Region 19, our regional school district, E.O. Smith High School, their annual meeting on their proposed fiscal year 25 budget. That's actually scheduled for this coming Monday, May 6th. That's at 7 o'clock. And then they have a referendum vote. The Region 19 budget referendum vote will take place the following day, Tuesday the 7th. So all towns in the district, Mansfield, Willington, Ashford, will be voting on the 7th. And Mansfield's voting takes place in the town hall and council chambers from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. So those are important things for people to know. And then, you know, just more globally, as far as next steps on the town council's adopted townwide budget, we're going to be holding a public information session on the budget, another public information session on the budget on May 5th. That'll start at 5:30. It'll be led by our finance chair, who's also our deputy mayor. So residents can come to town hall, to council chambers to participate in that meeting, or they can, of course, always view the information that's provided as it's live streamed on our official YouTube channel. And then finally, Wayne, I want to make sure people start to check their mailboxes here in the coming days for something we send out every year. It's called the Citizen's Guide to the Budget. That's a surface mailer. It's a concise summary of all the key details of this year's budget. And that should be arriving in everyone's mailboxes this coming week.
And I know you've mentioned the proposed budget helps boost public safety with additional staffing, but you have new leadership in a few of those departments, too. Do tell.
Yeah, so Chief John Roach, he's our incoming fire chief. He's going to be officially sworn in this coming Monday, May 6th. And, you know, he brings over 30 years of experience in the fire service, including the last 8 years as the fire chief in nearby Summers. He's also a licensed paramedic. And as a UConn grad, you know, definitely brings to the table knowledge and affinity for the University of Connecticut and familiarity with the mutual aid system here in Tallinn County, because Summers is a part of that. So very excited to have Chief Roach coming on board, very appreciative of the efforts of our interim chief, who is a former fire chief, Chief Dave Dagan, who's been serving as our acting chief the last few months, but very excited to have a new permanent chief and Chief Roach coming on board. And then we're also going through some transitions when it comes to police services in town. Sergeant Merrill, who for a little over 2 years had served as our resident trooper supervisor, he's been promoted to lieutenant. So he actually left and accepted his new assignment this week. And so he's been replaced on an interim basis by Sergeant King, who was Sergeant Merrill's, now Lieutenant Merrill's, predecessor as the supervisor. He was in the resident trooper office here in Mansfield before Sergeant Merrill. And so he's back, and he's going to bring a high degree of familiarity, and we'll have a high degree of comfort with him in that position, given his knowledge of Mansfield and the way we work with UConn on all matters public safety, and really just the unique needs that Mansfield has as a college town, as a major university town. So managing plenty of change on that front.
And speaking of leadership changes, the Mansfield Downtown Partnership has a change as well.
That's right. Cynthia Van Zelm, you know, she's going to be, or has, I should say, she's departed as our executive director after 22 years of exceptional service. She accepted a new position with the state of Connecticut. It's a huge change, huge transition for the Mansfield Downtown Partnership. You know, she's quite literally the only leader the partnership has ever known. She is the inaugural executive director, and as I said, served 22 years. So it's a huge legacy of achievement. The downtown, quite literally, would not exist today without her determination, her commitment, and the vision that she brought to that role over a two-decade span. So she's going to be enormously missed, and obviously the board of directors for the partnership, which I have the privilege of serving on, you know, we have our work cut out for us as we continue succession planning efforts.
I second that emotion that Cynthia Van Zelm did a wonderful job with the Mansfield Downtown Partnership. And I know Mansfield had a lot planned for Earth Day last weekend. Tell me about how that went.
Yeah, so as I know we've talked about many times on your program, you know, Mansfield as a town, we're incredibly committed to sustainability initiatives. We demonstrate that through a variety of different ways, you know, including renewable energy projects, energy efficiency upgrades. We've made a dramatic expansion of EV charging stations in town. And, of course, efforts to reduce the amount of solid waste, you know, that we all produce through outreach and education. That's a big part of it as well. So in terms of Earth Day, this past Saturday, you know, Mansfield Community Center was a hub of activity and information playing out throughout the morning of the 27th. And then that coincided with our townwide tag sale trail. I think there were about 50 stops around town, and then there were 20 tables or so exhibiting at the community center. It includes exhibits on composting, a bee frame with a local beekeeper explaining about pollination. Kids were making terrariums, and they were making greeting cards, which is great with Mother's Day around the corner, greeting cards of repurposed materials. So lots of info on sustainability. And then also something that that I and my kids participated in, and I know a number of people did throughout town, and that was trash pickup. That was strongly encouraged with the incentive of being entered to win a prize from the Adventure Park at Stores if you brought in a full bag of trash or garbage that you picked up along the side of the road. So a lot going on Earth Day for sure.
I celebrated Earth Day by doing my show with very little energy. Now that the town budget is close to being concluded, what's your next major focus?
Well, a lot going on in terms of wrapping up community plans that I know we've talked about from time to time. So we have a Parks and Rec master plan that we have just finished a full working draft on that's going to be presented to the council later this spring and really lay out, I think, a bold vision for the future of our parks and recreation system in Mansfield, which we take very seriously. It's a big part of our identity. And then soon after that, in June, we're going to have a public presentation for the Northwest Mansfield Vision and Strategy Plan. So that'll lay out goals and recommendations as a result of that work, which has been ongoing for over a year. And the people who participated in the visioning and planning process for Northwest Mansfield, they're going to be able to review the community engagement summary, which we've posted on a dedicated website for these planning initiatives. That's mansfieldtomorrow.org. Relevant plans and applications are also posted on that website relative to the Northwest Mansfield Vision Plan. And next week, related to that plan, a report of existing conditions within that geographic area is also going to be released on the website. So these plans, which I know I've had the opportunity to talk about in your program in the past, Wayne, we're going to be shifting from the planning phases, which obviously has consumed a lot of time and effort over the past year, going to be transitioning from planning phases to action phases. And we're also beginning the process of lining up our townwide plan of conservation and development, POCD, update. And that's something we do every 10 years. Our most recent plan of conservation and development called Mansfield Tomorrow was adopted in 2015. So lots going on.
And you've got some fun activities for the folks in Mansfield and I guess surrounding communities as well. Tell me what's on the lineup for special events later this spring or early summer.
Well, I'd definitely be remiss, although some people might not consider it to be an exciting event, but just to go back really quickly on our budget discussion, I want to make sure everybody knows that the annual town meeting where residents, registered voters, and anybody who owns property in Mansfield valued at $1,000 or more, everybody has the opportunity to make their voice heard on the budget, and we have a traditional town meeting, so it's an opportunity to come and hear the budget presented, hear basically everything we're looking to do with new investments this year, pose any questions you have, and get clarification on anything, and then ultimately vote, hopefully, to adopt the proposed budget. And so that's May 14th. It's going to be at the middle school. We always do it at the middle school, starting at 7 o'clock. So definitely want to encourage residents, like I said, all registered voters, and anybody who owns property valued at $1,000 or more in town to come to town meeting and participate in this really important democratic process. Otherwise, other things coming up in the coming weeks here. We have a summer stroll in the downtown. That's May 30th from 5 to 7. outdoor concerts beginning in June and July. That'll be taking place on Thursdays in Betsy Patterson Square. That's a recurring annual tradition. They're very, very popular and excited to have the downtown, the square, be a hub of activity. Lennard Hall is going to be hosting two classical music concerts on June 9th and 15th that are hosted by the Community School of the Arts and the Erazzo Music Festival. And, I guess I should also mention that Friday, June 7th from 7 p.m. to 10:30 is our official kickoff of our Pride Month celebration throughout June. Will be the Celebrate Pride Festival in the downtown area. So lots of activity, always a fun time, evenings and weekends in downtown stores and throughout Mansfield, and hope people come out to enjoy.
You mentioned the Summer Stroll on May 30th, 5 to 7 downtown stores. Specifically, what is that? What goes on during the Summer Stroll?
Well, I think, there's more information on the Downtown Partnerships website. You know, I haven't seen the updated program, but I think it typically involves live music and other entertainment of, both oriented towards adults and families. So if you go to the Mansfield or downtownstores.org website, there's a full listing of all of the 2024 events, of which we're happy to be offering several. And click on any of those and you get a kind of a full listing of all the activities.
You passed the test. I'm actually on that website right now, and it says, bring your coworkers, meet your friends, and head downtown for some after-work fun as we kick off our summer schedule from 5 to 7. Enjoy art, music, and more in downtown stores. Good update, Ryan. Always good talking to you. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Looking forward to next month already, Wayne. Thank you much.
Ryan Aylesworth is the town manager in Mansfield, and our monthly program brought to you by Farino Stores Realty, a family-owned real estate agency in Connecticut. Happy to provide all the information you need to buy or sell real estate in stores Mansfield, Ashford, Willington, Windham, Willimantic, Coventry, Columbia, and the Yukon community and surrounding areas. 14 WILI Willimantic and 95.3 FM.